Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
We're going to talk a little bit this morning about rightly dividing the word. And you don't get, when you're rightly, you want to understand the word, you don't take it out of its setting. You read it in context. People love to lift out verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. There's a glory world and it's really rich. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But you can't just lift that out. You have to put it in context. And here it is in context. Start with verse 15 or verse 14. He's writing to the church at Philippi, right? And he says, notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction, oppressing upon him. Communicate means money, give. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. When you think about the Apostle Paul's ministry, and when he started out preaching a message no one had ever preached, that the Gentiles can come in and there's a mystery of the church, not one group supported him except Philippi. And I think about that Philippian jailer that might have been the pastor, you know, when they were down there praising God, Paul and Silas, and this church started. And they supported him, only they. You imagine the monument that's going to be built to them in heaven? Can you imagine the blessing that came upon them? Hallelujah. No church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That's why I know they got that fruit. But I have all in abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an offering. And that offering was an odor of a sweet smell, a korban, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. To claim verse 19, you have to meet the same things they did in the preceding verses. The giving and the receiving is with reward. Bless the Lord according to God. One time we had a need come up of thousands of dollars. And I went to pray with Shelley over at one of the cabins at Prayer Mountain. And I happened to take a book by Oral Roberts with me, Seed Time and Harvest. And this is what he brought out in there. And I saw that night. He said, you can't claim that unless you did the other part. If you have a need, you sow a seed. Ooh, we had a big need. And we had one big seed. A jet airplane. A Bravo. We've got one now, but that one is way better than the one we got now. And so that night I gave it away. And what do you know? He met that need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you have a need, you sow a seed. Well, this is going to be one of my favorite mornings because I'm going to get to use the blackboard. And All my life, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a fifth grade teacher. But today we're going to do some studying and have lessons. And oh, this is just, these are my favorite ones. And because I always did want to be a teacher. And I love to be a teacher of the plan of God. And we have back there, you should be aware of the plan of God. It starts in Genesis, it ends in Revelation, it all goes together. Revelation answers Genesis. And so you need, and especially you ministers, you preachers, you need to have an overview of the Bible. And so there we have back there this quick scan Bible. It's got every bit of the Bible in it, but you can read just the, what's in bold, and it'll get you through the Bible quickly. So you can at least once go through it and then have an overall vision of it. Now, another two things that I have. How many of we pastors do we have in here? Would you stand up, please? If you are a pastor, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, your people, you're a pastor in the last days. People are so mixed up on the last days. And the reason why they are is they take verses that apply to the Jews and try to make them apply to the church. And so they got you, anyway, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. This is a seminar on revealing the glory. We are called to reveal the glory. That's the job of the church. Now, I want to define some of our terms this morning. And the first thing that we will define is the word glory. It is the Hebrew word kabod. Hebrew is the most fascinating language in the world. It's the language that God created the world with. All Hebrew words come from a root word. And that root word is in the middle. And it has three consonants, three letters usually. This is the root word for the most famous Hebrew word, which is amen. And in the middle is the word amen, aleph, mem, nun. The meaning of this word is confirm, may this prayer come true. You don't want to be saying amen if the preacher says, the world's going to the devil. Don't say amen. It means may this come true. Only say amen on what you want to come true. So here is the Hebrew word for amen. And the root word is in the middle. And then all the words that come from that, they're in the same family. They're connected by family roots. They're related. And just by adding vowel sounds in and out among them, you make up words from that root. But you always see that root and that word in Hebrew. So may this prayer come true. What does it take to make it come true? Faith, believed, train, truth. It's got to be based on the truth of God's word. You got to have faith. So it's just amazing, these families of words. For instance, the word shalom. The root word shalom is shalem. And it means be whole. They greet each other. I took this from a Hebrew textbook. They greet each other in the Bible. Jesus did. They always say, ma shalom. What is your peace? Peace. Shalom comes from shalem. Shalem means whole. And shalom is the peace that comes because you're whole. When Jesus said, I'm going to go get peace for you, he went to get wholeness for you. Nothing broken. Nothing. When he came back, the first words he said were, shalom alechem. The peace that comes from being whole upon you. You've sung it. Aveinu shalom alechem. That's what he said. Shalom alechem. Peace be upon you. When that little widow woman, her son died, and they said, different people ask her different questions, her husband, different ones, the prophet's servant. She said, shalom. And that's all she says. Yeah. The Bible says that she said, it is well. That's just kind of close as they could get. But it's shalom. Nothing broken, nothing lost, nothing missing. So this Hebrew writer, a textbook writer, he knows that he's teaching Hebrew kids, and that's what they say, shalom, when they greet each other. It probably never occurred to you, and it may faintly amuse you to know that when someone says to you inquiring, what is your peace, shalom, he's actually asking you whether you're whole, complete, in one piece. They want assurance that no part of you, fingers, toes, legs, arms, is missing or broken. The root meaning of our familiar greeting word shalom is shalem, whole, complete. If you're whole, you're probably well and at peace. It has to do also with your payment. You know, like if you work and you're supposed to pay the man. The Bible says that. Amen. To make him whole again. So if you took an apple at the store, you le salem, you pay him. So it's a long teaching. I'm not going to do that one this morning. I just want you, we're going to look at a different word. We're going to look at kabod. Kabod is the Hebrew word for glory, and it comes from a root word, kabed. And that root word means heavy. Now, actually, it's in Hebrew, three letters with different sounds between them. So kabod's meaning is heavy with everything good. Splendor, copiousness. I think I put too many N's in that. Heavy with everything good. Splendor, copiousness. He's the God of glory. Heavy with everything good. Copiousness, splendor. I have been in a room when the glory came and sat upon us, and it was heavy. And you barely could move. Or you didn't want to move. The glory of God is God. It's the Spirit of God. And he's heavy, weighted with everything good. Splendor, copiousness. Now, if you want to see that word in your Bible, there is a place that you can see it where they didn't translate it. They just put it there. So turn to 1 Samuel 4. 1 Samuel 4. And the Ark of the Covenant had been at Shiloh. We say Shiloh. For 369 years, that's where Joshua had taken it. And at this time, the high priest was very old. We say Eli. His name was Eli. And he was very old, and his sons were terrible. They were doing all kinds of things right there at the tabernacle with women, all other kinds of things. And the Philistines were just whipping up on them because Israel was not walking right. And so here came the Philistines. They're going to attack them big time. And his sons find out about it. So his son says, we know what we'll do. We'll take the ark into the battle. Now the ark hadn't gone into the battle before, after it was at Shiloh. But they decided to take it with them. They're living in terrible sin. And they get that ark and they carry it down to the battle because they think they're bound to win if they have the ark. So 1 Samuel 4:10. And the Philistines fought and Israel was smitten. And they fled every man into his tent. There was a very great slaughter. For there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the ark of God was taken. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.